Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote tonight. And we have a show for you. My goodness, we got a show. Big Monday night game. Monday night showdown. The L.A. Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night. We will get into that and so much more. NBA, NFL, college sports, football, and basketball. We got plenty of guests, including Charlie Casserly, former NFL general manager, friend of the show, joining us at the bottom of this hour. And I got two more things to say. Rob, I'm going to let you announce the last one, which, of course, you do every Tuesday. But we also have the unveiling of the top 20 athletes of the past 20 years as picked by the Fox Sports Radio staff. We all selected 30 of our employees, on-air personalities, experts, selected the top 20 athletes across all sports of this century. And we will unveil pick 16 through 20 tonight. That's at 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. So you definitely want to check that out. And Rob and I, we participated in the vote, but we don't know what the final tally was. So we are in just as much suspense as you guys are. So we will unveil that in the third hour. Can't wait for that. And then, Rob, of course, it is what?
A Trash Talking Tuesday.
Wowzy.
I was in the parking lot all night. Hold me back. My goodness. I drove on cloud nine to Sherman Oaks. I was in the car with my head bopping. I just couldn't wait. I saw all the guys coming in this morning. They said, what are you doing? Are you filling in this morning? I said, no, I'm waiting till 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern for the Odd Couple. I'm feeling myself. It was so good.
See, enough.
Oh, my goodness.
That's TMI, Rob Parker. That's TMI. Stop it. I didn't even go with the stop it. I had to stop it. You're getting out of hand. You get your chance. Can I introduce the Odd Couple crew before
you start? Yeah, let's do it. Hold me back. America's back. Hold me back. Hold me back.
We are never going to get this show started. We got DJ Alex Kaiser on the ones and the twos on this Tyshir Tuesday. We got super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, our man, Ralph Irvin. All right, if you're wondering why in the world Rob Parker is so giddy, it happens every now and then. It's because Tom Brady struggled mightily last night.
Good game.
Struggling.
L.A. Rams win 27-24. Came down to the last possession. Brady ended that possession with a horrible pass and an interception. The Buccaneers fall to 7-4. The Rams improved to 7-3. And Rob Parker spent the night in the parking lot. Rob Parker, the floor is yours.
Hey, America is back today. That's what the talk is and what's trending all over America on Fox Sports Radio. I'm back, baby. That's what we're talking about. I've been preaching to you for years now about Tom Brady.
Tom Brady could do that.
Tom
can't. Or as I like to call him, Tom Baby, because that's what he was after he turned in another stinker on national television. It wasn't ugly, Chris Broussard. It was fugly. That's what the numbers were. Brady, 26 for 48. 216 measly yards with all the weapons. Everybody's been bragging about, look at his weapons. Look what he has. The Bucs won't be able to be stopped. Tom Brady had two touchdowns, two interceptions, another interception that was dropped. He had what looked to be a fumble in the end zone. That was called an incomplete pass. A 62.5 passer rating, which was his second lowest of the season. And he was at his, he was getting 4.5 yards per attempt. I'll go on and on. Chris Broussard kept telling us, look at his passer down the field. Nothing's wrong with his noodle arm. Be quiet, Chris. I don't want to hear from you yet. Just relax. Sit back, drink your cocoa, and take this.
It's tea.
All right, your tea.
Take this. This is something.
Just be quiet.
You got featherweight punches.
Just be quiet.
In the garage, and this is all you can come up with? Give me something new.
I'm already giving you all the numbers.
I hear this every 3 weeks when they lose.
No, it ain't no. It's every time they play a good team.
I've heard the same old soliloquy with the same old background music.
All right, Tom Brady wilts. And down the field?
My goodness.
You know what his passer rating is down the field in their four losses? 9.3. Not 93, 9.3. And last night he was 1 for 9 in passes, 15 yards or more downfield. Two picks in their four losses. Brady, no touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and is completing 25% of his passes over 15 yards. And he already has more interceptions this year than he had all of last year.
More touchdowns, too. Don't forget
that. Well, I'm talking about, it's my turn. When you want to talk about the one more touchdown he has, fine. I'm telling you.
One more interception, too. I mean,
let me do my numbers that are important.
You got music.
Be quiet.
You got everything. You interrupted my introduction. I mean, my goodness.
Here's the other one. In the games against top 10 defenses, Tom Brady, 1-4. Having thrown 8 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. And again, last night, as much as people try to say, Tom Brady's a great teammate, everybody loves Tom Brady. Tom Brady's not only a sore loser, he's a loser. And again, walked off the field without shaking the hand of Jared Goff. How disgraceful is that? That's the second time he's done that. He did it earlier this year when Nick Foles and the Bears beat him. And he did it to Nick Foles in the Super Bowl. But, of course, when Tom Brady and the Patriots beat Jared Goff, he was there to shake his hand. That's a loser move from a guy of Tom Brady's caliber to be that coarse and callous. It's all right for him to want to stand there and shake people's hands when he wins. And he's won a lot. But he can't stand there and take it like a man. Tom Brady was off that field so fast. I thought he had to try to make it to the early bird special at the Howard Johnson's. That's how bad it was.
I read that in your columns. You come up with something new?
No. And Chris, I don't care what you say. You can go ahead. I doubt you have tea in that cup, because I think today is the day the minister's drinking a little something else to make you feel good and make you believe what you're about to tell me, because I ain't no way, no how, you still believe Tom Brady's going to take the Bucs to the Super Bowl.
That was nice. That was nice. That was nice. You know what? That was cute, Rob Parker. Real
nothing
cute.
Nothing I do
and
is cute.
And for your information, I do have chai tea latte in my cup. All
what
right?
is
and
spiked
that's it.
In
nothing
there.
Else. Nothing else. All right, let me give y'all the facts. Since Rob is just all into his narrative and, you know, I've been telling you for years. Let me tell you why you can't believe a word Rob Parker said.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Because he's right. He has been telling you for years. He's been telling us since 2012 that Tom Brady would never win a Super Bowl again. And guess what? Three Super Bowl rings later, he's still telling us the same old thing.
Talk about last night.
Hold on. It's my turn. It's my turn. I'm not going to sit here. Y'all know me. Y'all know I keeps it R-E-E-L, real. That's right, R-E-E-L, real. And Tom Brady stunk up the joint. Tom Brady was bad last night and is becoming a pattern. No doubt about it, you won't get me carrying his water saying, oh, no, he really looked good. But will it make me come off of my Super Bowl pick that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by Tom Brady, will reach the Super Bowl? No way, no how. Because here's why. Tom Brady's looked bad before during the regular season. Need I take you back to 2018 when the Patriots started 1-2? When they lost two of their last four games, when they went through a five-week stretch where they lost three games, and we heard the announcer say this about a Tom Brady throw?
Worst throw in 10 years by Tom Brady.
That's Rob Parker's favorite song right there. Worst throw in 10 years by Tom Brady.
Worst throw in 10 years by Tom Brady.
Guess how that season ended up? That's right. With Rob Parker walking out of a restaurant we were at with his tail between his legs as Tom Brady beat Kansas City, reached the Super Bowl, and won number 6.
I had to use the bathroom, and I like to use public bathrooms. That's why I left.
That's right, folks. And let me tell you something. Bruce Arians, get over yourself. All right? This ain't about you. It's not about winning your way. It's about winning with your personnel. And Tom Brady is 43 years old. And he can't throw. You're right. He was throwing the long ball great early in the season. But I guess as time's gone on, the arm's gotten weaker as the season's gotten further.
And what did I tell
you?
You don't get better when you get older. You get worse.
He'll get better. I think he'll be fine. But they're going to have to make some adjustments. You don't keep throwing up threes like the Houston Rockets when they're not going in. You read the numbers, Rob. Brady never did that in New England. He didn't just throw long ball after long ball after long ball. He's thrown more long passes, 20 yards or plus, than any other quarterback in the league. He's 43.
Chris,
can we run the ball? Hold on. You had your time with music and the like. Can we run the ball? We got Ronald Jones. We got Leonard Fournette. Our offensive line can't protect Brady long enough for him to have room to throw the long ball with accuracy. He needs it at his age. So let's start checking down. Let's start throwing underneath a little more. Let Brady call some of his own plays. And then the Buccaneers will be rolling. And I will hear this music, Alex. We won't be rocking with that bad boy stuff. We will be rocking with the bongos. That's right, Rob Parker. You are sorely mistaken. You thought I was done. You thought I was through. You thought I would cower. But Broussard don't cower. Kansas City in the AFC. Tampa Bay in the NFC. Book it.
Put your money where your mouth is, Chris Broussard. But to step up, two pair of Jordans to one. No, I want you two pair of Jordans. I'll give you two pair of Jordans if Tom Brady gets to the Super Bowl. In fact, Chris, I'll make it three pair.
Put up your
pair of Jordans, Chris. You're cowering. Put up your Jordans.
So you got to give me three pairs?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me make sure. Turn that music off. Let me make sure I'm hearing myself, because you ain't dealing with Martin Weiss, man. You ain't dealing with no young cat. Three, if the Buccaneers reach the Super Bowl, I didn't pick them to win it. If they reach the Super Bowl, I get three pairs of Jordans. You buy me three pairs of Jordans.
Yep.
If they don't, I buy you one pair.
Yep, that's the bet. Put your
and
money
it's in the $200
mouth.
Area.
I didn't say right? all that now.
Oh, no,
I said Jordans.
Because, no, you're going to want to.
No more than 200.
You're going to want some 1,000 pair. Okay, yeah, that's
no
what I'm
more,
saying.
No
yeah,
more than.
I'm saying don't come at me if they don't make it.
Do it.
You want some special edition
no,
Shannon
no,
Sharp
no,
$1,000
no.
pair of Jordans. Okay.
No more than 200. 200.
Okay. 3-1. Y'all get this on tape. 3-1.
Chris, go ahead. Would you hesitate? Just say
I'm
yes, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
3-1.
Yeah. My God. I already won a pair. Here comes pair number two. Daddy got a new baby coming. Daddy got a new baby coming.
You don't even know the saying. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox. After last night, are you still buying Tom Brady and the Buccaneers as Super Bowl contenders? I am. Your turn to weigh in, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. My goodness, what an opening segment. I think I bodied him like Terrence Crawford did Kell Brook. But let's see what you think. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, also brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs just can't wait. We get it. You need it fixed and fixed in a hurry. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup, free next-day delivery. It's available on over 100,000 parts. So visit AutoZone.com today and start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. What do you think? Can Tom Brady and the Buccaneers still reach the Super Bowl?
And I don't feel guilty on this Trash Talking Tuesday because your kids are out of college, so I'm not taking money from them when you buy me a second pair of Jordans in the history of the Odd Couple radio show.
You better hope.
I'm not worried about it. You hear me? I'm not worried about it.
All right.
877-99 on Fox. Let's kick it off with Keith in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
What's up, fellas? Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, by the way.
You too.
Yes, you too, brother.
Listen, Uncle Chris. Listen, man, you all was wrong with the Tom Brady narrative in the media. You guys never hold this guy accountable when he plays bad.
Did you hear what I said? He was horrible. It was terrible.
Listen,
he's got to get better. Listen, what you want me to do, bury him?
No, what I'm saying is that you listed what he used to do in New England.
Yeah.
Listen,
that's where he's played every year except this one. So, I mean, and he's had bad. He's looked bad before and come back and won Super Bowls. That's my
Chris,
point.
This is what I'm saying. Any other job, if your boss is asking you to do something you're not good at, you're going to try to find a way to do what he's asking you to do.
This is different. It's sports and it's a superstar. You know that. Come on, man. This ain't, you know, just your average secretary. This is Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback ever.
Arguably.
He's way bigger than Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians needs to be the one to adjust, not Tom Brady. Brady's trying. Bruce Arians got to compromise a tad.
877.
See how I eliminated him?
That's 99 on Fox.
You give me my three Jordans.
Yeah,
three
okay.
Jordans.
We'll see
I gotta
about
start
that.
Picking which ones I want.
I got some more numbers for you coming up as well.
Numbers, schmumbers.
No, I just want you to know because I think you're missing some. Juwan in Colorado, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys. Good to hear from you as always.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to say they have no chance of winning a bowl. And, you know, the last time I brought Brady's greatness into light, his lack thereof, you know, Chris ran at me like a honey badger. And guys, let me just get this one point to settle the whole dispute on Brady. Brady was sacked one time last night, Chris, when you said he was getting, you know, all this ferocity of
right.
One sack. Look, you can take a list of quarterbacks that Belichick could have won with, starting way back with Dan Marino, Elway, Moon, Fouts, Montana, Young. The list goes on and on. If Bill Belichick would have had at least.
How's he looking right now? No, another playoffless season without Tom Brady. This will be one ahead. For eight. You got to answer that. You can sit here and speak about would have, could have, should have, maybe, who knows. We don't know none of that. All I know is without Tom Brady, he's going to be 1-for-8 making the playoffs. With Tom Brady, 9 trips to the Super Bowl, 6 of them winning.
Yeah, because the defense was so good. But here it is. Here it is, Chris. I want to give you some more numbers before we get another call in here. On passes of 20 yards or more since week 8, Tom Brady's 0-for-19 with 3 interceptions, a passer rating of 0.0. He has misfired on his last 3 deep balls against the Raiders. So that's 0-for-22. It's the longest such streak by any quarterback since 2017. So if you want to talk about yesteryear and him starting off bad,
yesteryear I told you 2 years ago.
I told you, but at 43 like years old as a quarterback, unless you're taking a blue pill, you don't get stronger as you get older. You get weaker. Albert in Florida, you're on
Leave
the odd couple.
Leave your personal experiences out of this radio.
What's up, Albert?
Yeah, Thanksgiving. And Chris, we're going to put you in, I think counseling's indicated, you might be on suicidal watch after Rob cleaned your clock, man. Thank you big time. Now, let me say about Brady. I call him Cry Brady. Yes. Rob's so right, man. Goats do not walk off the field like that. When you supposed to have 6 Super Bowl rings, man, you don't do that. You got to have some class. It's just like LeBron walking off 10 seconds left.
It's classless, right.
You know, you don't do that.
Well, you talk
about Belichick, you know why Brady left? Because he knew the well was dry. Look at Maximus Drew Brees Elias. That guy's a goat, man. He played through bad times. Tommy, as soon as the sunshine starts coming down, I'm running out of town. Well, I got a lot of players, you know? Everything comes in cycles.
So Drew Brees is better than Tom Brady? Better career, historically?
Without a doubt.
Stop it. You're the only person on earth that thinks that.
All we know is that all you ranted and raved about the weapons. What about all the weapons? He had nothing but weapons, and he can't get the ball anybody.
No, first of all, they're 7-4.
No,
they're
Chris, we're talking about last night and talking about the good teams they can't beat. I'm talking about last night.
To get to the Super Bowl.
Like last night.
I did not predict them to win the division. I expected them to be a wild card at about 10-6. And guess what? That's about the pace they're on. 10-6, 11-5. It's working out exactly like I expected. Seriously. So just save your ducat, save your shekels. Stop making all these terrible bets and losing your shekels because you're going to need them, Rob Parker, in pretty soon here. We got Charlie Cassidy coming up, friend of the Odd Couple. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's a former NFL general manager, NFL network analyst. At this moment, it's our friend Charlie Casserly. Charlie, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening?
Hey, it's great to be with you guys.
Great to have you.
Wait a minute now. We got to call this the Odd Trio now, right? Not just the Odd Couple.
That's right.
All right. That's a bet. The Odd Trio.
Hey, Charlie, after Tom Brady's performance last night, are you going to take him to the early bird special at the Howard Johnson? Because he looks so old and he can't get the ball down the field. Can you evaluate what's happened to Tom Brady's arm?
Yeah, well, in looking at the game, you know, sometimes when you go back and look at it, it's never as bad as it seems when you watch it on television. I think there's a number of factors here. First of all, there's a lot of plays in the game where this guy is sharp. Ball's accurate, comes out, reads the defense, stands in the pocket firm. There's a lot of those plays in there. Now, they kind of get masked by the negative ones. Pass protection is an issue. The tackle, especially the left tackle, Donovan Smith, and the right guard. This guy's under pressure, and this guy's getting hit. The book on him, like a lot of our quarterbacks, you know, if you hit early, you can knock him off their game. Nothing about courage. It's just, you know, this guy's 43 years old. Everybody is. So that part of it. Now, he had, as I remember, two interceptions. One, the two-minute mark of the second quarter, they took a shot deep. Not a good throw. Not a good throw at all. Look bad on it, okay? The second one down the middle, which looks worse, to me, he was hit. Now, maybe he wasn't, but the tape looked to me like he was hit as he released, and that's why the ball was so far off. You know, he's been inaccurate downfield. Antonio Brown, maybe he catches it, maybe he don't. You'd like a little bit better ball, but he did have his hands on it. So I think pass protection is an issue. I think that the pressure causes him to, you know, throw some incompletions. I don't really have an answer for some of the deep balls that he's just missing on. A year ago, he threw the ball well deep. They just don't seem to have a coordinated attack on offense throwing the football. That's what it is when I watch him. But my experience with older quarterbacks is they go fast when they start to go. I don't know if I wouldn't say he's there. I'd say the pass protection is their number one issue.
Charlie, should they adjust? I mean, we know he hasn't been a huge deep ball thrower in New England throughout his career. And they, you know, he's thrown a lot of stuff underneath. That's not Bruce Arians' style. I think he leads the league in passes of 20 yards or more attempts. Do they need to adjust? Plus, they got a good running game. He's leading the league in pass attempts, period. Should they be running the ball a little more and shortening up some of his throws? You can still go deep here and there, but do you think they need an adjustment there?
You know, when you watch him, the answer is yes. But when you watch people seem to have this guy figured out a little bit. In other words, they're taking away the short to medium stuff and daring him to take the shots deep. Yet, I mean, that's what I saw on tape. But when you interview people that play him and play their offense, the first thing they say is you got to affect Brady. How do you affect Brady? Well, you hit him, or you keep changing coverages to make him think about things, okay? The other thing is, number two, take away explosive plays. So people are still concerned about their big playability, even though they're not executing it, because of the receivers they have. And Bruce Arians, he's going to take his shots deep. So and that's what I see when I watch the tape and I talk to people.
Charlie, what do you make of Bruce Arians, who has, you know, basically called Brady out in some of these situations? And, you know, they were asking him questions, and he talked about, you know, about should he take over the play calling? And he's saying Byron Leftwich is going to call the good game. And this was, quote, "We just have to execute better. When guys are open, we have to hit them. We can't misread coverage." Those are rips on Brady, saying the plays are there. We just have to make them.
I would interpret it the same way.
Okay.
I would always be more generic when I was talking about a game. You know, might say, well, but sometimes it's hard to be generic if you're just talking about the passing game. Now, the way you say it, I would say it is, we need to execute better in the passing game. That includes pass protection. That includes the receivers, includes the quarterback, includes everybody involved in it. And so then I throw it all out there that way. Your time to be honest, totally honest, is when you're face-to-face with the player. And
right.
Coaches I've been around in team meetings certainly will, you want to say, call out the player. No, they call out they talk about the correction and what we need to do better. And then individually you work on it. So,
Charlie, let's go to Philadelphia. And obviously they're having quarterback issues of their own. If you're running that team, are you starting to wonder if Carson Wentz is really your franchise quarterback? And whether you are or not, how would you handle kind of the rest of this season with him?
He's going to play. He's our quarterback. We don't have an alternate. That's number one. I think you just try to emphasize to him that when it's going bad, take the sack and throw it away. I did him last Friday for NFL Network, and it was a stat. Before this game, they had lost 62 games from players that were starters.
Right.
That's an incredible number. And the offensive line lost two starters, Dillard left tackle, Brooks right guard, that they were counting on.
And then, you know, Jason Peters, God love him, is a Hall of Famer, but he's not a Hall of Famer right now. He's struggling. So you start off with the offensive line being a problem. Your receiver has been banged up. You've lost both tight ends at different points of the year. Ertz is out now. You lost Sanders at running back at times. So it's been totally disjointed. And has he risen above it? No. If you pressure him, he's going to make a mistake. If you change your coverages, liable to be inaccurate. So, you know, that's kind of where you are, you know, with him right now.
Charlie.
You don't have an alternate. You got to play through it.
Right. In Miami, do you like the way they handle Tua? I mean, you give the kid the job. A couple of weeks ago, people were ranting and raving about him. He has a bad game. We know that the young rookie quarterback is going to have some ups and downs. And they go to Fitzpatrick, who turns into Fitzpumpkin, and winds up throwing a pick or whatever. Was that the right thing for Brian Flores to do or to handle a young quarterback?
I have no problem with it. Zero. I like the way he handled it. We put Fitz in. Of course, Fitz was Fitz, right? He threw an interception in the red zone.
Right. Yeah, but you know, hold on, Charlie. You know what he is. I mean, Fitzpatrick's not going to get you anywhere. What is the purpose on wasting snaps on a journeyman who's played for 10 teams in 12 years? Enough with the Fitzpatrick.
Sometimes in a game when it's just not going right, you look for a changeup, and I get it. He's trying to win the game. If he was on two wins, hey, we'll leave him in. But also sometimes when you pull a guy out, he can watch from the sidelines and he learns and sees something. I really don't have a problem with what he did. I think we know where it's going to end up. And I think he came right out. Hey, he says, Tua's our guy. Hey, Tua starts next week. And Tua's got to have thick skin. I hope he does. I don't know why he wouldn't. Hey, we pulled you. So,
Charlie, we got about 30 seconds left for this last question. NFC East, I mean, obviously, it's the worst division I've ever seen. Who do you think, if you had to pick one team that you think wins it, who do you think it is?
Let me say this. It'll be another one next week when you ask me. Okay? I'm going to go with the Giants, okay? I had said
wow.
Philly all along.
Judge Judy is going to win the division?
They've been playing the best lately.
Somebody's got to be standing at the end, right? Okay? and here's the thing, honestly, and this is not the politically correct answer. It is the right answer. Anyway, it's what day the season ends on.
Yep.
You know,
all right.
Dallas beats Minnesota. Who knows? I'm picking the Giants right now.
All right. Got
that's
it.
Charlie Casserly. We appreciate the time, man.
Charlie, you know the Giants moved from New York to San Francisco, right? It's not that Giants you just picked. I just want you to make sure.
Oh, excuse me. This is the New York football Giants.
Okay, there we go.
All right, then.
The odd trio.
Yes,
that's
right. Thank you, Charlie.
It's the most unbiased poll in all of sports. Ha! Parker's Power Rankings are next. Odd Couple.
Guess who's not
Sports
in the
Radio.
Top five?
Baltimore.
Tom Brady can do that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Here we go, Chris. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number five.
We got a new kid on the block, number five.
Cleveland!
What? The Los Angeles Rams!
Oh, I thought, why'd you play the Cleveland drop?
No, I ain't going there.
That was a fake.
You know what? I gotta give the Rams. That was a big game, Chris. You know that. It really was. They made plays. Yep. Jared Goff looked good. He looked back to where he was. You remember, we thought he was fading. I told you I didn't have any confidence in them, especially, Chris, to go on the road and win a big game. That was a big game that goes a long way, playoff implications. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah. I think the fact is the only team that really looks great in the NFC is New Orleans. And then there's a host of teams, including the Rams, you know, that are kind of coming up in that next level. So I'm cool with that.
Yep. So there we go. All right.
Number four,
Green Bay Packers, 7-3. You know, another game.
A tad high.
Yeah.
Didn't they just lose?
They lost, but they're still 7-3. They're right where they want to be. I still think that that was one of those. There were a lot of bad fumbles that put them in that game, that took them out of the game. They lost the game on a fumble in overtime. But remember this, Chris. This is the thing that you should be encouraged by if you're a Green Bay Packers fan. Aaron Rodgers and that team put up 31 points against the Colts, the second-best defensive team. And remember, they had 28 points in the first half. That was saying something. I was shocked at where the score was going and that they were able to score against such a great defense, number two in the NFL coming into the season. I mean, coming into that game.
Number three,
I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know they're 10-0.
Disrespect.
I know they're 10-0, but I just still have issues with them. I'm going to be that guy. Until they win it all, Chris, go undefeated and win in the Super Bowl or something, then maybe I'll tip my cap and give the Steelers some respect. I'm not there yet.
Well, you got to give Mike Tomlin respect.
Yeah, he's won a Super Bowl. I don't think he's underrated. I think people realize he's been really good.
But do people think of him when they talk about best coaches in the league? Like obviously, if you go so deep. But, you know, I'm talking about that handful of great coaches. I feel like people don't put him in there.
Maybe because they've had a lot of talent and they've won, but they've only won the one Super Bowl. He's been there a while now, Chris. And maybe they should have won another one. You know what I mean? I think he'll get his ticket punched when he wins the second Super Bowl. Would you agree with that?
Well, certainly will, but I still think he's a little under. Like, I think Sean Payton gets more love than him, which I don't think is necessarily deserved. So, but
all right.
Steelers, okay.
Number two,
the New Orleans Saints. I know they beat Atlanta. I know that Drew Brees is out, but they are where they are, man. They're 8-2, and this has been incredible. Chris, when you think about the injuries and what has happened with this team and how they didn't have Michael Thomas for most of the season and a lot of injuries early on, they were able to win. They keep winning. Everybody beats Atlanta, but they didn't have a letdown. They didn't let Atlanta in that game, and their defense has been tremendous. That's what I love about the Saints. That's what's going to make them difficult, Chris. Come playoff time, in the last three games, they've given up 25 points. Points a game.
You're right. Like, as people give Drew Brees all the love and credit, he's great. We know it. But this team is far more than that. And I agree. That's why they look so good, because they're tough everywhere.
Everywhere you look, they can run the ball, everything.
Number one,
Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah!
They had to pull it out. They're 9-1. I still like their 9-1 better than the Steelers 10-0. And the Chiefs get it done. You know what? It wasn't the greatest game. It looked like the Raiders were going to win, and then Patrick Mahomes pulled out his cape and got the second touchdown of the game that he needed in the air. And the Chiefs
won. Is that a little love?
I'm telling you the way it is. I call it like I see it. That's all.
I'm rubbing off on you. I like it, though. All right, we got 2 hours left. The Odd Couple, keep it locked.